Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Rudy. Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am. I'm calling you with opinion research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything or not asking you for any donations. Am I speaking to Olivia Estrada?
Yeah.
Okay, Olivia. And let me ask you, ma'am, first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Okay. And on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and California state legislator, okay? The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting, that you're voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Yes, I typically always vote, even in primaries. So
okay.
I definitely have plans on that. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And in the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary elections, okay, what are the chances?
I don't skip anything ever.
Okay.
And if I don't know, I just Google the candidates and see who I like. But
okay.
No, I don't leave anything blank.
All right, no problem. And what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for the office? Will you probably vote or 50-50?
Yeah, if it's on the ballot, I'll be voting for it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what year were you born?
82.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah, me and my son. My
okay.
son is also voting age, and he'll be voting.
Okay, perfect. So generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I've only been here like 4 or 5 years, so I don't
okay.
have historical context. So I really
your
don't know. I've heard from natives that things are getting a lot better.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what I hear from people who've been here longer than me.
All right. So you would say in the right direction, right?
I would think so.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor, okay? Public
mm-hmm.
infrastructure, like roads and bridges, parental rights and education, homelessness, jobs and wages, inflation and cost of living, water policy, public safety and crime, housing affordability. If you want to, I can repeat them again.
I mean, my top issue is always climate change, but that wasn't on the list. So I would maybe inflation. Well, I always care about crime, though, and feeling safe.
Okay.
So, yeah, maybe I would say crime.
Public safety and crime. All
mm-hmm.
right. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Okay, if you have no opinion, so let me go ahead and read this out to you, okay? That's Gavin Newsom. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Paul Dictus?
Who's that? What was that?
Paul Dictus or Dictus?
I'm unfamiliar with that person.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Steve Brando?
I'm unfamiliar with that name.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
All right. Gary Bread Butterfield? Butterfield?
I'm unfamiliar with that one.
Okay. And now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictus, CPA and County Accessor Recorder, okay, Steve Brandu, County Supervisor and Businessman, okay, Gary Bradfield, Businessman and City Council Member, and Dion Bardus. Dion Bordes. Okay, from who will you vote for? For Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictus, CPA and County Accessor Recorder, Steve Brandu, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bradfield, Businessman and City Council Member, or Dion Bardes?
I would have to look up their political affiliations.
Okay.
Like, know which one is a Democrat. But without knowing that, I would lean towards the assessor recorder person that you listed.
Paul
based
Dictus,
on their
CPA,
based on their job title.
Okay. It says Paul Dictus, CPA, assessor recorder. Okay.
Yeah.
So how certain are you that you would vote for Paul Dictus, CPA, assessor recorder? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm not certain at all, because I have to research all the names, which is
all
what
right.
I usually typically do before I vote.
All right, no problem. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm not sure. Is there a don't know option?
There are four options, like excellent, good, just fair, or poor. Like, he's your Fresno City Council member, Gary Bradfield. Would you say he's doing poor?
I haven't been following.
Okay.
I haven't been following that at all.
No,
so I would I would just be neutral, I guess, and just say fair.
Just fair. Okay. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandu as county supervisor? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor? He's your county supervisor, Steve Brandu.
I guess fair.
Fair, just fair. Okay. And thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this candidate, okay? A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations.
No.
And lower
business That's
taxes.
Already a no. That's,
okay. So the four
like
options.
That at all.
All right, the four options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely.
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Much less likely. I don't like censorship like that.
Okay. And a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Huh.
There is
double the trash collection fee.
Candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I mean, I need more information. If it was so that we could recycle better, then that's, I would really like that. But I don't, without knowing that.
Yeah. It says right here, if he doubled the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
I would say.
There's also, there's somewhat
likely.
More likely. There's somewhat more likely and somewhat less likely.
Okay, I'll do the somewhat. Somewhat less likely.
Okay. And a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. And a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Much more likely.
Okay. All right. I have one more question for you. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, okay. And we're almost done, okay? Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for that candidate, okay? Mm-hmm. The first one is Steve Brandu, currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandu has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandu is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Would you say, after hearing that information, would you say no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
No chance. I would vote for that person.
Okay, no problem. We're almost done, okay? We're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gary Bradfield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bradfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listed to and respected. After that, would you say no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
No chance.
Okay. And Paul Dictus currently serves as the Fresno County Accessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictus will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. Would you say no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
A fair chance.
Fair chance. Okay. And after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictus, and County Accessor Recorder, Steve Brandu, okay, that's County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bradfield, Businessman and City Council Member, and Dion Bordes, okay. For whom would you vote for? Brian Herrera, Paul Dictus, CPA, and County Accessor Recorder, Steve Brandu, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bradfield, Businessman and City Council Member, or Dion Bordes?
It would be the CPA assessor
guy. Steve Brandu. That's Paul Dictus.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Dictus, that's Accessor Recorder. Okay, and finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat?
A Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Perfect. All right. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal? Okay.
Moderate.
Moderate. Mm-hmm. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed from 1st to 11th grade? High school graduate, non-college, post, HS, high school, some college, four-year college graduate, or postgraduate school or degree?
The postgraduate master's degree.
Okay. That's master. Okay. Thank you so much for that. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I live with my boyfriend who owns his own home.
Okay. Living with family.
Yeah.
Friends with, yeah. Okay. No problem. And right now, Olivia, that's pretty much concludes our survey. I do want to thank you so much. All right. And I want to wish you a very good night and take care, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a wonderful night.
Bye. Thanks. You too.